From 1979, that's the band Dry Jack with Heads in the Cloud from the album Whale City. Chuck Lamb on keyboards, Rich Lamb on bass, Rod Fleeman on guitar, and John Margolis on the drums. The band was founded back in 1973, continued through 1982, and Dry Jack has reunited, and the band is working on its first album in nearly 40 years, and Dry Jack is also in concert Friday evening in Rapid City at the Performing Arts Center, and the band's drummer, John Margolis, lives in Rapid City, and he joins me on the line. And John, welcome to Jazz Nightly.
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Well, what does it feel like to be working on a new album after all these years?
It's like a dream. I played with these guys when I was a kid, and they're probably the best musicians I've ever worked with. So it's just a real pleasure when we all got together after all that time. We counted off the song, and there it was. Dry Jack was back.
What was that feeling like when you first got back together again a few years ago and you hadn't seen each other in, what, 35 years, and here you are playing together again?
I had seen Rich, the bass player, on and off. I hadn't seen Chuck, the pianist, for 20 years, and I hadn't seen Rod for 35 years. And I was just hoping that I'd recognize him. But he showed up, and he looked exactly the same. Everybody looks about the same except for our hair.
What was it that brought you back together again?
Rich lives in the mountains of Colorado, and he and his wife, Andrea, have an annual house concert. They got to the 10th year, and they decided to ask Dry Jack if we would get back together again and play. And it sounded like a good idea, so that's pretty much how it happened.
When was that?
That was in June of 2015, a couple of years ago. And we played the house concert, and we also played Dazzle, which is a jazz club in Denver. And it was just a spectacular time. Everybody had so much fun. We said, we'll have to do it again. And then we played Dazzle again last November. That's about it. It's like we don't see each other for a year. And then we show up and we rehearse for a few minutes and start playing.
So it's like you've never been apart?
It is kind of like that. It's just real magic when we play.
When did you come to the decision that you wanted to make a new album?
Well, we had lots of material that we hadn't recorded yet, so that's pretty much how it happened. I have a good friend with a wonderful studio here in Rapid City, so since it's so hard to get everybody together in the same place at the same time, I figured if we could get them to show up a few days before our concert here, we could go into the studio and record all these songs that we never released before.
So are these songs that you had when the band was originally together, or things that you've written since then?
Pretty much all of it is from 1981. But it still sounds fresh, and it's just our sound. I don't know how to describe it. You have to hear it.
When did Dry Jack first come together? What are the roots of the band?
The band started in upstate New York in 1973, and it went through a bunch of different forms. When it started, it was six or seven pieces, and then they came out west, and I kind of joined them while they were on the road, and then it was an extra guy. I played percussion in those days, not drums. And it went through a bunch of different forms for years until it was down to just a trio, Chuck, Rich, and I, in Kansas City. And that was about 1977. And that's when we met Rod, who's from Kansas City. Fantastic guitarist.
And during those years when it was the four of you, did you travel around the country? Did you travel overseas? How active was the band at that time?
Well, we traveled around this country. We never got it overseas. And we were based out of Kansas City for a while, and then we moved to New York. During that time, we got a recording contract with Inner City Records, which was based out of New York City, and we recorded two albums for them that did pretty well. We made the move to New York.
Is that a place that you have to go to if you want to really make a national and international career in jazz?
It just seemed like a good move for us, since three of us were already from New York, and that's where the record company was, and we figured we'll make a lot more connections here than in Kansas City.
Did that work for you guys?
Well, Well, we were on constant rotation on WRVR, which was the New York City's jazz station. And so that was great. We were having a wonderful time for a couple of years. Then one day I was driving over Tappan Zee Bridge listening to jazz, and suddenly it became country music. And I thought, what's wrong with my radio? I started banging it, and I tuned it in and made sure I was on the right station. And it turned out that a large communications company had bought RVR and turned it into a country station at noon on a Monday. And that was kind of the end of our airplay in New York City. So things didn't go so well after that.
So that's when the band started, falling apart is the right word?
The band had, we still had a lot of good energy. We just didn't have the support that we needed. So the band lasted another couple of years after that. And then we all went our separate ways. Everybody continued to play music all this time.
You're listening to Jazz Nightly on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and my guest is Rapid City drummer John Margolis. He's a member of Dry Jack, a jazz fusion band active in the 70s into the early 80s. The band first got back together again 2 years ago, and they're working on a new album and playing a concert Friday evening in Rapid City at the Performing Arts Center. Now, John, you mentioned that you're originally from New York, but you've been in Rapid City now for a number of years.
For almost 30 years.
Why did you decide to settle in Rapid City?
I first got to Rapid City in the early 70s when I was a leather craftsman, and I worked for a store here called Leather Unlimited. As soon as I hit town, I thought, this place is a dream. It's where I always wanted to live. And then I ended up going on the road with Dry Jack and working my way back to New York. I also was a photographer in New York for a newspaper for 5 years. But at some point I said, if I'm ever going to move back to Rapids, now's the time. So I bought a little land out here and built a house. And I built a small house because I didn't think I'd be able to stay here and support myself. But I knew a lot of musicians here, and they just started calling, and I started playing gigs. And before you know it, I've been here 30 years now, just playing music.
So you were able to have a full-time gig playing music?
I wouldn't say I have a full-time gig, mm-hmm. but I have regular gigs, and it keeps me going.
And you're playing just about every kind of music that there is out there? It's not just jazz? You're doing whatever?
Yeah, mostly now I play in a country band called Crash Wagon, and We're a country band, but we play a lot of the modern country, which is pop music, and it covers all kinds of styles. I've played in a lot of blues bands out here, and I've played with a few people who do original stuff. I worked with Hank Harris for a long time. Yeah, so I played all kinds of music.
What does that do for you as a musician, being able to play a wide variety of music, not just jazz or not just country and not just blues, but to play everything?
I like playing a large variety of music. It keeps it interesting. And I think there's just two kinds of music. There's music that's not so good, and there's good music. And I just like to play good music as much as I can.
Well, John, what have the other members of Dry Jack been doing since the 1980s when the band was together?
Well, our guitarist, Rod Fleeman, is from Kansas City, and he's spent, I think, 20 years now touring and recording with Karin Allison, who's a jazz singer. And recently, I think he was also out with Marilyn May. Rich Lamb is a bassist based in Colorado now, and he's been playing for over a decade with the Hazel Miller Band, and he does some other freelancing stuff and recording. Chuck Lamb is based out of New York. He's been working with the Brubeck Brothers Quartet for 15 years now. That's Chris and Dan Brubeck, are Dave Brubeck's sons. And sometimes towards the end of Dave Brubeck's life, he would sometimes tour with them as a special guest. And he and Chuck became close friends. And I think that Dave's style and compositional style as well rubbed off on Chuck a lot, because a lot of his newest stuff sounds sort of Dave-like. He released an album last year called North by Northeast, which I just love.
Now, as I mentioned, Dry Jack is getting back together again. You're playing a concert in Rapid City, the Performing Arts Center, Friday night. And what can people expect from that concert?
It's just going to be a lot of fun and high energy and smiles. I think there'll probably be a lot of our old fan base that comes out, and then I'm expecting some new people who don't know what to expect, but it's going to be good. Originally, we were going to be in the Studio Theater, but the advanced ticket sales have been rather brisk, so they decided to move it into the Historic Theater, which is a much larger facility.
Now, you mentioned that your established fan base. Dry Jack played quite a bit in the Hills back during the band's heyday?
Yeah, in the 70s and early 80s, we used to play Rapid City and Deadwood and Spearfish quite a bit. So I'm hoping to see some of those old faces, and they're probably all old faces by now.
When do you expect to release the new Dry Jack album?
It should be out this year for sure.
This year for sure. Well, I look forward to hearing it, and I hope we can play it on Jazz Nightly.
I hope you do.
Well, John, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on the program, and good luck with the concert, and hope everything goes well with the new album.
Thanks, Carl. It's been a real pleasure.